Reid's budget plan would raise salaries for some city employees by 3.5%, but most, including police and fire, would get 1%. A group of first responders are especially upset and have put up billboards blasting city leaders. Reid is now responding.
I'm the guy you're putting billboards up on? And when you were getting kicked in your face and going without a pay increase for 6 years, I addressed all of those issues and you picked me? Are you kidding me?
He called the police and firefighters who put up the billboards selfish. He noted they got a 3.5% increase just 2 years ago.
The property tax digest has still dropped $15 million in year one that I was mayor, $10 million in year two, and $5 million this year. So we're doing extraordinary things to provide the increase to 85% of the workforce. Clearly, we are trying.
Reid said he's taking greatest offense to the tone of his critics.
What they're trying to do to me is 90 days before qualifying and 180 days before an election, bully me into doing something that is bad for them, even though they don't recognize it, and terrible for the city of Atlanta.
Cliff Grimes, a spokesman for Atlanta's main police union, said the billboards reflect real frustration among the rank and file over being shut out of budget negotiations these last few months.
We've tried to meet. We've tried to, but when you say, no, I'm not going to meet with you until after the decision is made, then those other people, they don't want to hear that because they still got to feed their families.
Grimes said the previous 3.5% pay increases barely covered the rise in cost of living and doesn't make up for the years of no raises. Reid said he's not budging on his proposal and he won't be bullied.
The public doesn't think it's right. And I know because I tested it. The public doesn't agree with what they're doing, not one iota, because the public isn't getting a 4.5% pay raise.
The mayor and union leaders have set up an informal meeting for Wednesday. Grimes credits the billboards for forcing Reid to the table. The budget must be passed by July. For WABE News, I'm Jonathan Shapiro.